Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everybody. This is End Times Friday, and this is now November the 21st, right? 21st. So heading into Thanksgiving, and lots happening in the world.
1 week until Riccone Decorating Day. I am sure everyone is ready to celebrate that with us.
We are excited.
Oh, yeah,
about
and
that.
Thanksgiving the day before.
We, last year we had a couple of Christmas trees. One was a little bit old. It was very tall. We had a 12-foot tree, and Linda, it was really hard to put up, and some of the lights didn't work and all that, So they just said, let's get rid of that one. And we have another one that had a problem. And so she said, Rich, you got to get a new tree this year, And so I did. I've ordered them. They're coming today, actually.
Oh, good.
And shorter.
A little easier to decorate at this
Linda
stage.
Says, I do not want that, And we had to have two or three people actually try to put it up. And we had to wire it at the very top from the windowsill up there because
it was so heavy,
it would fall over, And so this one is only 9 feet, which is still pretty tall.
Right.
And they have these new electronics now that all you do is put the poles together, and the electronics is in the pole.
Right.
And you don't have to have wires anymore. You just plug in the bottom and everything lights up, And so supposedly it's going to be easier. So we'll see how that goes. Will be fun. Last time, we talked about deception and the one world government and the one digital currency that's being set. We've had some discussion about that. And I think we just say that there's formally now a group. And see, when when the world was thinking about one world government, see, they were interpreting it in light of the way that the past political situation happened, so that it was the Babylonians, when Daniel was, when he was given his prophecies, then Persia took over the known world, then Greece took over Persia and the known world, and then Rome took over Greece and the known world.
Right.
And so it was a single country, so to speak, or a political force, dictatorship, that took over the world by force.
Right.
And Russia, Rome was interesting because they had such a force that when they went to attack somebody, they basically said, if I was you, I wouldn't even fight.
Right.
I think you'd just give up. And we'll establish a interesting system. And that is called, it was called Pax Romana, Peace of Rome. If you follow what we do and don't fight us, we'll actually collect taxes from you, and we'll put a lot of that money back into your community, into your nation. And we'll build things, and we'll have roads, and we'll have all kinds of stuff, and you'll be at peace, and you'll have some freedom as long as you don't come against us. And so they did. Like, even think about Jesus's time, there was a lot of freedom there, but they were under Roman rulership.
Right.
And what did they have? Centurions. What were those? Heads of 100 soldiers stationed everywhere.
Right.
So if you had caused trouble, you were going to be known. And if you came against us, we're going to do it. Which, by the way, think about Pilate. That was his big fear. And they tried to appeal to that fear. That, are you going to allow someone who says he's king, who's going to then come against Rome, and you're going to be known for having supported that, you'd better sentence him to death. Because otherwise you're going to get the one that's going to have a problem. And he kind of bought that story and was part of it, but it was, it was amazing. But this time, when the beast comes, it's not a single country that's like Germany was, I'm going to take over the world, or Russia or China, I'm going to take over the world. It's a joint coming together of a one world government that the world willingly accepts.
Right.
And we talked last time about the World Economic Forum is a stimulator of that. And they're gathering leaders from all over the world to have what they're putting in place, what they call the Great Reset, which would be one world government. And the central banks, which are, you know, supported and owned by the Rothschild system, is supporting it with, it will be a single digital currency, which then we will call that the mark of the beast, which we'll talk about. So that's all put in place. So what we can see is that there are forces moving in that direction.
Right.
Instead of saying, well, what nation could that be? No, it's not that. It's going to be
We see it coming together differently. Yeah.
Differently has a group of people trying to make that come together.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital currency, which can be the one common currency, is coming together. I mean, so it's like, huh, does that mean that maybe, you know, we're headed that way? So if you would, we want to just reinforce that. Go to Revelation 13, 11 to 18 and just, you know, kind of catch one key thing out of that.
Sure. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
666.
Ah.
Uh-oh. So he's talking here about, remember at this point, the Antichrist is now in essence called the beast, but we talked last time about, wait a minute, it doesn't start that way. He moves into that position, but he's now called the beast. He's the Antichrist and head of the system. This is a second in command, and he's called a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, he has the appearance of, I'm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I support the God of Christianity, but I'm going to change things. So to say, really, the God is this Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And that image, it says that image will speak, and he'll cause it to speak, and then cause everybody to follow that, one. And two is live by the economic system, the mark of the beast, because he said it's economic.
Right.
It'll dictate whether or not you participate or not, the mark of the beast. And he said the mark of the beast is on the forehand and on the right hand. I believe that, by the way, is you are the take on the mark of the beast, which is your identity. Because think about right now, if you have a smartphone and you turn it on, what does it do? It recognizes your face.
Right.
And now you get in. Or let's think on your right hand, that you would put it up to something and it would identify the electronics that you've attached to yourself. So I think the mark of the beast is actually you.
Hmm.
And what you've done is agreed to the terms and said, I participate in this. And so I'm in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to a restaurant and they're going to, by the way, it's all going to be electronic for sure, 100%, that your ability to pay will be because it recognizes you having said, I agree to the system and I'm using that system. And the false prophet is promoting that system, which is what we talked about, you know, last time, of the Great Reset with the World Economic Forum working in that direction for a one world government and the digital coin that allows all these transactions to occur electronically.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says something interesting, which is really, it is interesting. It said the false prophet, who again is somebody who's well known in the Christian circle that we respect, would say this is actually the way to go. It says causes the image to speak. Now, we think of an idol as a, you know, like a piece of gold or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the world will be able to see that electronic image. And it won't be that person speaking. It'll be the image of that person speaking.
Hmm.
Okay, now think about what that sounds like. AI, artificial intelligence, because that can happen right now. Matter of fact, there's all kinds of problems amongst entertainers
mm-hmm.
that said they're taking my voice
right.
and attaching it to a advertisement or to a message that looks like
do.
Looks yeah. like me, sounds like me, but it's not me.
Right.
And I didn't authorize it, but they're using it. Why? Because they can't. And I don't mm-hmm. know if you've have you had to talk to any source to get something fixed through calling customer service? I don't know if you've done that recently, but I have. You appear like you're connected to a person.
Right.
And they even come on and say, I am your AI, artificial intelligence, customer mm-hmm. service agent. What do you want?
Right. And they'll take you to a point, you know, trying to never have you have a person. And
right.
then sometimes we'll dump you to a person if they still yeah. can't resolve it.
Yeah, it's okay. My capability, I haven't learned how to resolve that one yet.
Right.
So I'll get you to a person. But if I can, and your conversation is literally back and forth.
Right.
And as far as you can, your senses, you can say, I think I'm talking to a person because it sounds
right.
like that. And their words are not mechanical. It's a, you know, it's a pleasant voice. And AI has created the capability of appearing human
mm-hmm.
with the super intelligence behind it. So that artificial intelligence is the ability to quickly gather information and it learns. See, the interesting thing about artificial intelligence is, you know, you program it to gather this information, then come to a conclusion and then speak that conclusion.
Right.
Which is why it's lightning fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could give it a very complex question, and the interesting thing is that it's very workable, you know, so you could get online or do it on your phone and say, you know, how many, you know, different, you know, restaurants are in my area and which one serves the best Italian food?
Mm-hmm.
And within, you know, 15 seconds, it comes back with a list of restaurants. And then out of that list said, you know, the best ones known for Italian food are this one and this one.
Right.
And it takes.
It assimilates information very, very quickly.
Very fast. Yeah. So if I wasn't available and I wanted to find a good Italian restaurant, I would have to do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look up every restaurant, see what their reviews are. Do they serve Italian? Where are they located? That would take me hours, if not days, to do a thorough search. AI can do it in 10 seconds
mm-hmm.
because they can accumulate that information. It answers questions. And there's a AI Jesus now that you could say, what does the Bible say about? Or what should I do? I'm having this problem. What should I do biblically? And it'll give you an answer in 15 seconds.
Mm.
It'll take all this information and process it. And so what's happening is that there's a reliance, beginning to be a reliance on speed of getting information.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, isn't that terrific?
Yeah. And well, like any tool, it there are strengths and there are benefits to it. And then there are some drawbacks, right?
Ah, yes. Okay. Now, so think of AI. Is happening. We all appreciate that. And mm-hmm. again, it's one of those things that has great capability
mm-hmm.
and it's advantageous on the surface, but because of deception,
mm-hmm.
it can turn really false against things. So, and now there's another new thing that's about ready to be unleashed. And actually, by the time this airs, should have already been announced by IBM, but it's called quantum computing.
Okay, I haven't heard about this. What is this?
This is a brand new system. And when you look at classical computing, and I learned this, by the way, when I was in, I started out in computers because I had the benefit of a friend of my dad's who said, you know, hey, you're pretty smart. You like math. There's mm-hmm. this new thing called a computer. We'd like to put it in our company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send you to IBM school. You learn about it, and then you come and develop systems for our company. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was in high school, and I moved into right. college. So I had the very expensive, but I learned what was called assembler language, the basis of computing languages. And it was what they call bits.
Okay.
And it was plus and minus, or plus and zero. And you had to learn how to program these bits to be able to do certain things. So that's been the basis of computing ever since, called bits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, quantum computing has altered that, and they've come up with a thing called qubits, with a Q. And what it does is it goes one level below that and looks at what, quote, bits are comprised of.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to a much more refined source. And instead of being, you know, again, it's kind of like either or, either you're a plus or a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this goes below that and said, I can be both.
Mm-hmm.
I can be both at the same time. And what I do is that I do computations with qubits, which is now at speed, literally a million times faster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much more. And what I do is that I have this now capability called a qubit. I can superimpose both a zero and a one at the same time, which means that I can explore outcomes way, way faster. And then I can do what they call entanglement, is that regardless of these computations, I can correlate, because I can entangle everything together and not be so, let's say, digital, mm-hmm. of either A or B, see. I can go infinitely different capability to entangle it all.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I can now come up with all these possibilities. So quantum computing means that everything will become super fast and very deep, with the databases
mm-hmm.
will get extensive. And that's what these computers, IBM, Google, Amazon, Meta, they've all invested in this supercomputing.
Okay.
And it's coming. And by the way, it's a combination of, because of AI and supercomputing, they're developing around the world these supercomputer digital sources
mm-hmm.
that will be housing all this data. I mean, we're talking like a million square feet of computing, which, by the way, takes incredible amount of electrical power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Google just invested in. Google is their parent is called Alphabet. Guess what they just invested in? Nuclear power.
Oh, wow.
And modular nuclear power.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done pretty quick in a area that needs it, because the traditional electrical power can't sustain it.
Right.
So we now have to go back to nuclear, but they've said we can now have a much more safer system. So let's go back to nuclear, which is what's going to happen, to support the quantum computing capability attached to AI. And so look at what will happen is, the speed and the ability of synthesizing information with outcomes determined mm-hmm. then by artificial intelligence will say, okay, here's the answer to your question. And they'll have all this data and say, the answer is this. Okay, now,
mm-hmm.
because of the desire of speed and knowing, why would that be attractive to people?
Oh, 'cause it's instant.
Yeah.
You get an answer based on facts that have been gathered, and you get it very quickly without a lot of patience or waiting.
Okay. And if I get used to that
mm-hmm.
without the ability to have any thought about, is this true or not?
Mm-hmm.
What will I start to accept? Their answer
yeah.
is true.
Right.
And that will become the source of truth, people that will rely on it. So we're mm-hmm. about ready to make this electronic jump, which is now artificial intelligence, which learns
mm-hmm.
the ability to synthesize, create an answer. Quantum computing will now expand that depth and capability and speed, so that on the surface, if you ask it a simple question like, you know, what's the best Italian restaurant in Castle Rock
mm-hmm.
or in Denver? It'll tell me in the next 5 seconds
mm-hmm.
with all the information that I needed. And I could say, you know, well, what's the second best? And why is there a difference between the first best and the second? It'll answer all that, see?
Right.
And it'll be, you know, based on reviews, et cetera, it'll be true. Now, if I start to use that, I'll start to recognize it as truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I then start to make it personal,
mm-hmm.
you know, should I go to that restaurant tonight? And I ask this AI system based on quantum computing, it'll tell you an answer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tonight, you know, yeah, there's an accident, or tonight they don't have enough staff. I mean, there'll be answers to that, mm-hmm. which will reinforce my personal understanding of truth. Now, before we end, I just want you to go back to 2 Thessalonians 2.
Sure.
And just read verses 9 through 12. We talked last time about the process of deception, but look at what sure. it says here.
The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, and with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Okay, now this is similar to our discussion about the parables, and the God says, I purposely used it in parables so that the natural person will be deceived and they won't have a knowledge of the truth. I purposely mm-hmm. did it, you know, which is like, wouldn't you want to make
why?
It
right.
You know, why wouldn't you want to make it easier? And he said, well, because it's about this interesting statement is that the key to walking with God is the love of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's that I have a desire, I love being with him because he's the source of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And walk with me mm-hmm. and have a love to walk with me. Why? Because I will get you the real truth and I'll help you discern between truth and not truth. He says, because of unrighteousness. And unrighteousness mm-hmm. is just not truth.
Right.
So that I need you to develop that love. And that's a personal walking with me. And by the way, it's a walk, not a lightning speed answer. See, mm-hmm. see the difference?
Yeah.
Is you have to have a desire to do it. He said, so I've sent them a delusion that appears that if you stay in the natural, you'll fall into following the AI answer based on quantum computing. Mm-hmm. And you'll start to trust that as your truth. And the only way that you won't be deluded or deceived is that you say, wait a minute, I'm not going to trust that.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is have a love of the truth, and I know who is the truth.
Right.
And I'm willing to walk with him and not fall into the trap of this lightning speed answer, particularly when I start to associate, you know, what's called AI Jesus, is that I see mm-hmm. that being the answer. And just to give you a simple example before we quit today, they actually did this in Russia, and they revised the Bible.
Mm.
And they took the story of the woman who was in sin, and they were going to stone her. And Jesus said, you know, he who has been perfect, not sin, go ahead and throw the first stone. And nobody does.
Right.
We're kind of that way too. And then Jesus said, I don't condemn you, you know, go and sin no more. That's what Jesus mm-hmm. says. Okay, they rewrote it. Mm-hmm. And Jesus at the end stones her and kills her.
Mm-hmm.
And says, I'm a sinner along with you. And that changes the whole story electronically. And those that follow it electronically, now if they believe that that's the source of truth, would get a completely different story.
Right. And that is in Russia, an AI Bible that has been rewritten.
AI Bible, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we have to understand that because of where we're headed, he said, because it's through the power of Satan, the goal is to move truth away from God mm-hmm. to a system that you trust as God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily be deluded. And God says, you know, I've promoted that because the only difference is, do you have the love of the truth or not? See,
right.
If you have the love of the truth, I'll show you that this isn't so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you righteousness and unrighteousness, what truth is and what delusion is. The only way. He said the only, which is why he said I do it with parables, is you have to have a relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the Holy Spirit guiding you into truth so that not only are you learning the truth of what I've written truly in Logos, I'm going to be speaking Rhema to you, and I'm going to tell you the difference because your spirit would know, wait a minute, something's wrong here, see?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to God. Tell me truth. I have a love of that. Why? Because the truth will set me free and I'll be able to live the life of God.
Right.
Now, we would think if on the surface, well, it seems like if I don't fall into taking the system, the mark of the beast, I'm going to have real trouble functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that going to be problematic? And that's why a lot of people will say, no, it's better to follow that than it is to follow God.
Right.
And what we're saying is, no, it's actually because of the love of truth to receive the life of truth. It's way better to follow that than it is to be deceived. Mm-hmm. And Paul mentions it and says, be real careful.
Right, right.
You know, don't be deceived. So what we want to talk about over the next weeks is the impact of this AI and quantum computing, that how can it lead to deception? Mm-hmm. And what do we do to not be deceived, which he says is really simple, have a love of the truth. And that's what our whole ministry is about, is
right.
Abide, learn to abide, learn to hear the voice of God, learn to walk in the Holy Spirit, learn to know that I can have discernment between truth and not truth, deception. Mm-hmm. How? I'll be walking with God and he'll let
right.
me know.
And he will let you know. And abiding leads to truth, and truth leads to freedom.
Yeah, there you go. So we're just trying to raise it up as, you know, here we go, interesting times. Mm-hmm. And we really need to process this deeper, so that how do we handle AI? How do we handle this movement now to quantum computing? And what do we do with all that, mm-hmm. knowing it's coming?
Right.
And because it's coming, and even if it's not the end, we still need to understand the difference between deception and truth and live out the truth, which is always our call. And by the way, he said, the truth will set you free and you'll have joy mm-hmm. by walking with me, you know, and I'll be the answers for all your questions, not some, but something else. So Heavenly mm-hmm. Father, we know it's getting very complicated and the lines are blurring between the sources of truth, but we know you are the truth. And you ask us to have a love for the truth, which means we have a love to be with you, and that we have the ability to be with you, and the Holy Spirit can guide us and lead us and direct us. And so we just pray that we'll learn that really well, to invite people to that and see how beautiful life can be because of it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for bringing this conversation to light, Rich. And listeners, if you have questions, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.